Hi, hello, welcome back to the Recap Show with Sid, Mon, and Key. September is already coming to an end, and hell, time really flies so fast, right?
Yes, this September has like really flew away literally. But I had a weird month because my college started, and you see, I don't like going to college. I like online classes and stuff. What about you, Key? How was your September?
Yeah, I just feel like my exams ended in the first week of September and we are into the end of the month already. It felt good. It wasn't bad, not a bad month. There was enough cricket to keep me going. So, yeah.
That sounds great. So, what is it that we are doing today?
Before getting into today's episode, to all those listeners, have you ever heard about personality tests? And if you do, then great. If not, this episode is all about that. Yes. So there are different types of personality tests, but in this episode, we are going to focus on Enneagram.
So yeah, the other day, not the other day, sometime back, I came across a video on YouTube about these personality tests, types and what it says about oneself. It sounded interesting and seemed like a good idea for an episode. So I asked you both and you seemed interested about it. And now we'll just do it live and take the test and see what category we fall into. Ready?
So can you give us a brief description about the test which we are going to take? Key?
Yeah, I can do that. Basically, Enneagram is a personality test. It's an index like a measure how people engage with the world and manage their emotions. It has 9 types which kind of connect like a map. You can Google the picture or we'll share it on our Instagram handle. Also, the cover of this episode will have that map. So the map describes how the types relate to one another. Shall we begin? There are certain questions we need to answer and that web will process to show what our category is.
Yes, let's take the test. So we won't be taking every questions because there are a lot of questions, but in this episode, we'll take some of the questions which are quite common. And I mean, every questions are common, but with a shortlisted few questions to give you an idea before you take the test. Anyways, let's begin. One.
So there are basically 3 answers that you can choose. That is yes, not really, and no. So the first question is, your happiness and your feelings are your responsibility, not mine.
I kind of agree with this statement.
Yeah, yes, yes, same. No difference.
Yeah, I agree too.
I avoid expressing strong emotions.
Yes.
Not really.
I do. Kind of.
You avoid.
You avoid? Or?
No. I like express strong emotions.
Yeah, so you don't avoid.
That doesn't.
No.
Okay, now that's confusing. Should I say yes or no?
No.
Okay, no. Is the answer.
Okay. The next question is, I am more organized than most.
God, no. No.
No, I am the messiest person you'll ever meet.
Yeah. I kind of feel I am more organized.
Oh, that's strange.
And in the places.
No. The name is Mon and she's not organized, if you know what I'm saying. Never mind, you didn't get the reference. So the next one, rules annoy me.
Oh, yes, they do.
Not really.
I don't know. It depends if it's game.
Yeah.
Maybe not
there
really.
There are certain stuff you need to follow rules. So in that cases, I can obey them. Otherwise, I need a little tweak.
So the answer is, not really.
Yeah. The next question is, while I am very loyal myself, I frequently worry that others are not going to be loyal to me.
Maybe.
Oh, hell no. Yes.
No.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
You know, you worry
whether people are loyal to you or not.
Like, not with you guys. Like, I'm very comfortable with you guys, but if someone new comes in, I don't know. If I get so many questions as if they're interested
It's
in
not
me
just
as
you,
I
anyways. But yeah, yes, and I mean it is yes for me. I mean, I can relate what you're saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you didn't even let me speak, but okay. So the next question is, I go along with what others want unless I have a very strong desire of my own, which I usually don't.
This is kind of confusing. It actually depends on the situation, I guess.
Yeah,
If
exactly. I mean,
someone's
if I don't
opinion.
have knowledge about the thing, I might actually agree to whatever the person is saying. But if I do have knowledge about it, I might actually give my opinion, I guess. I don't know. Maybe.
Same.
Not.
Yes, agree to that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
same.
we.
But I do research on my own to ha before accepting. So that's that. So it kind of depends on the situation.
Yes, not really.
You, Monil?
She
I
said the same.
understood.
I see life as a struggle that I intend to win.
No. No way.
I see
I
struggle, and all I can think about is one person.
what?
Oh,
Who?
God, second reference, and you don't get it again. Oh, anyways, next one.
Who
I
are
don't
you referring to? We need clarity here.
You
if
have
I
so
like,
many
you know,
girlfriends, we can't.
it's not about that. It's a reference, like, you know, could be series. If I name the reference which I'm talking about, then that makes zero sense and all the fun is gone.
Okay, right. The next question is, I am a big procrastinator.
Oh, yes.
Not
Yes,
really.
big,
But that
yes.
also again depends on the situation. If it's music, sometimes I don't. If it's something that's boring, then I might do it even though the deadline is today or not. No one would ever call me selfish.
Everyone
They won't
calls
call
me
me selfish.
selfish.
People do. So, yeah. Yes. You?
Yes, from no, from me.
Yeah, I don't know, except for my 9-year-old cousin, Anand, who calls me selfish every time. I don't know why, but other than that, I don't know. I cannot answer that. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I am. I don't know. Not really.
But in the future, someone will do it. Someone will call one of us selfish.
People already do call me selfish because I have a way to get things in that annoys people sometimes.
True. True.
Yes.
I'm good
Okay.
at getting things done.
If I have interest in that, then yes. If it doesn't interest me, then no. So, not really.
So, what about your college assignments?
That is like
I
a
used to do
must,
it.
but I kind of half-ass it. I don't like put my 100% to it.
But are you good at getting it done even if you don't have interest? Is the question.
In my assignment, in the case of assignments, I have to. Other than that, then.
Yeah, see, like, if you take me as an example, I don't really care about that. So I don't care about my handwriting. I don't care on what I write. And I guess you know that well, because you saw the assignment day before yesterday.
Oh yes, your handwriting is worse, but in my case, my attendance is like very worse. So I have to do my assignments like really well. So yeah.
When it comes to me, I try to do most of my things on my own. So I don't think so I
No,
am good at getting things done. I mean, I can do it on my own. I cannot ask somebody else to do it for me.
yeah, so you are good at getting things done.
Maybe.
All next.
Next question is, I almost never lose control of myself.
Ooh, I always do. I always do.
Yeah,
You don't lose control, or you do lose control?
the control
Ah,
every
yes.
freaking time.
I don't think he
I
loses.
don't like show it out, but inside I'm like, okay.
Okay, do you think I lose control of
No,
myself?
no, no.
No,
No,
no, I don't.
not at all. You're like the most organized person when it comes to like these kind of things. That's what I feel.
Yeah, I've never seen you lose control of yourself, but yeah, what is your answer?
I do think the same. I don't lose control. I keep hold of it, most of it. So,
That's great.
what about you?
Yeah, I told you I lose control. I mean,
He
do I
loses
even have
control
to?
50 times a day.
Exactly. Like, I don't even have to answer it.
You know what? The first thing he texted this morning was, "I am so happy. I worry that things might lose. I mean, things may fall. I'm worried I may get sad." So you know, he generally loses it 50 times a day.
I do this
It's always
every
scary, okay? Like, when you're too happy, you might end up being sad.
it always happens with me when I'm like
Yeah,
happy,
exactly.
and that thought comes in like, bro, you're happy now. After 5 minutes, you're gonna be like literally sad, and I'm gonna be literally sad after like 5 minutes, which is crazy. I don't know. I don't want to
Like,
feel
the
sad. Come.
actual problem was I was happy, and I don't know, the attention I got yesterday was like way too much, more than I expected, and it
And you mean overwhelming, maybe.
yeah, it lasted till the morning, and it kind of made me think, okay, I'm maybe too much happy about it, and I shouldn't, or I don't know, I just overthought about it, so I just texted. I'm too happy that I'm scared I'll be sad. Yeah. So the answer is yes. I mean,
I think you
that's
both need to start following manifesting.
we'll talk about it
It
soon.
works. We'll have a different episode for it, I guess. When we Yeah.
start doing it. Okay.
Next one. I can't rest until the job is done.
Kind of.
Yeah, me too, kind of.
Example, a couple of days back, I forgot to do something in the night. I woke up in the middle of the night. Okay, not really middle, 4 in the morning to get it done. It kind of troubles me.
Oh, I'm not like that serious about things, but I do get it done.
I don't think I'm that dedicated to the work. I mean, if it's my sister or my father, then yes, they are like so, I don't know, they're restless when it comes to a job not being done. And I'm exact opposite of that. So, like, they give a job and I don't do it, then I'm screwed. So, in that case, forcefully, I get. But sometimes I do miss. I can rest, I can watch things, but stressfully.
The next question is, it takes me quite a lot of time and effort to make important decisions, and I frequently second guess myself.
Big
Hell
yes.
yes.
Maybe not. Wise man once said, think twice before you do. So,
I think twice, thrice after doing it and after ruining it. So, ruining it.
What about you, mate?
obviously, yes. I mean, yeah, yes.
Next question.
Life's about give and take, so giving love is the most important thing in my life.
Yes, I guess. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe yes. Is that an option? Maybe yes, or just not really.
Okay, maybe yes counts.
If there is maybe yes, then yeah, maybe yes. Okay, next. Such a weird question. Awkward silence. I can see that. Even if I don't have it all together, at least I'm going to seem to have it all together.
That's my whole life.
Yeah, I think you answered this like in the second question itself.
Yeah. Might seem like all sturdy and strong from the outside, but
So the answer.
Rihanna once said, pretend till you make it. You know, it actually works sometimes. When you pretend, it sometimes happens.
Sometimes you have to pretend.
You keep on pretending it'll happen anyways one day.
Didn't have to pretend that much.
Okay, that sounded weird. Okay, I agree.
Okay, let's just say maybe yes.
Next question. I'll do what it takes to be successful.
Yes.
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 Okay, next question. I usually fall asleep readily and can even a take nap and I'm stressed out.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Big yes. You sleep when you're like stressed out. It helps a lot.
I mostly
You
not
don't
sleep
just
out, but when
sleep
I
when you're. Yeah, I was saying you don't just sleep when you're stressed out. But okay.
I sleep
I
a
don't.
lot. I sleep when I'm happy. I sleep when I am
You
stressed.
literally sleep almost every time.
She's lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, you know. Yeah, like away from all the drama and shit, so.
For me, the answer is no, I cannot.
I can fall asleep as soon as I fall asleep. I mean, does that sound right?
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Yeah, but I don't really stress out myself, so I can't answer on that point. All
Okay.
right. The next question, I enjoy remembering the past, even if it's a bit melancholic. How do you
Yes,
call it?
huge yes.
Melancholic? Melancholic.
Huge yes. Melancholic.
Okay. I do, yes.
Yeah, big yes.
Kinda. Maybe yes. Not.
All right, next. I'm good at motivating people.
God,
I'm
no.
not good at
I'm
motivating
good at demotivating people. I'm not good at motivating people.
No, I like to some extent I can, but if you like come to me and you're really upset, I'm losing everything in my life, then I'm like, okay, go sleep. That would be my advice.
I'm just gonna say join along and let's cry together. That's all. That is my motivating.
Okay, I don't know if I motivate people or not.
You do. At least to be.
Maybe. Okay, that's the end of the question. Let's see your results.
Yeah, but these are not just the questions. There are so many other questions, but we already answered them, and these are just the examples, some of the examples. So let's just,
Look at the results.
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you fall into, Monal?
Five.
Okay, the type five is the investigator. The type five is in the investigator, and the general type is your perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. I think it kind of matches with your personality.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know if you're perceptive, but you're kind of secretive and isolated. Okay,
Yeah,
okay.
I
Say your basic fear is being useless, helpless, or incapable. Is that true?
Oh, hell yes, hell yes. Why is it like so true? I don't know.
Basic desire is to be capable and compatible.
Yes.
Competent.
Yes, Kaina. That's the
Okay, who are those famous people that fall into a category? There are many, but few names you know already. Gautama Buddha, Albert Einstein, Stephen
Oh,
Hawking, Vincent Van Gogh, Emily Dickinson.
wow.
Who else do you know? Do you know Stephen King?
Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates.
Wow.
Yeah. Six people.
Yeah, fun fact, Albert Einstein slept for 10 hours
Oh,
a day.
that's cool. But I'm sure you didn't have invented anything that he did.
Yes, you'll invent some sleep accessory soon, which you
Yes.
all would be using.
Sure.
Okay, I'll just read the overview of the type file.
Okay.
That the Enneagram Institute says that they have named the type 5 the investigator because more than any other type, 5 wants to find out why things are the way they are. They want to understand how the world works, whether it is the cosmos, the microscopic world, the animal, vegetable, or mineral kingdoms, or the inner world of their imaginations. They are always searching, asking questions, and delving into things in depth. Okay, that I agree. You always think deep,
Yes,
overthink.
like
They do
this is
not
true.
accept things. Okay, I need your opinion on this. They do not accept received opinions and doctrines, feeling a strong need to test the truth of most assumptions for themselves. Is that so?
I do kind of in some situation.
Stravan, what type are you?
Oh,
Baby?
type. I am wait,
Six.
5 or 6?
Six.
I'm six. I'm six. I wing with Albert Einstein.
You wing with Mona. That's even
Yeah.
more nicer to say.
I wing with famous people. I'm so
Okay.
cool.
Okay,
Like,
the type six is called the loyalist.
you can just continue without, pausing. I'll take it as you're praising me.
Okay. The type six is the loyalist. They are committed, security-oriented type, engaging, responsible, anxious, and suspicious. Do you agree?
Am I suspicious?
Monal? Do you think he's suspicious?
No, I guess
He's
no.
definitely anxious, though.
Yeah, I
He
guess yeah,
is anxious.
that's really
And you feel
annoying.
an engagement.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. Your basic fear is of being without support and guidance. Your basic desire is to have security and support.
Oh yes. Oh,
Do you want to know people that fall into your type?
yeah, proceed.
Princess of Wales. Prince Harry,
Got
Robert F. Kennedy, Mark Twain, Julia Roberts, you know Julia Roberts, right?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, Jennifer Aniston,
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Ben Affleck, or Ellen DeGeneres, whatever, however you pronounce the name.
I
That
got what you're saying. That is
okay,
cool. I belong
these
to a
people
cool
fall into a
category.
category. We'll just go through the overview of type six.
Yes.
They have named the personality type six the loyalist because of all the personality types, sixes are the most loyal to their friends and to their beliefs.
Said he is loyal.
Oh,
That's why
I
he
you
gets
said
roasted all
yes.
the
time. Okay, they will go down with the ship and hang on to relationships of all kinds far long than most other types.
Oh fuck, this is gonna
Sixers.
make me cry now.
Sixers are also loyal to ideas, systems, and belief, even to the belief that all ideas or authority should be questioned or defied.
Damn.
Their beliefs may be rebellious and anti-authoritarian, even revolutionary. In any case, they will typically fight for their beliefs more fiercely than they will fight for themselves, and they will defend their community or family more tenaciously than they will defend themselves. Is that true?
Can you repeat?
If in any case, they will typically fight for their beliefs more fiercely than they will fight for themselves, and they will defend their community or family more tenaciously than they will defend themselves. There's no sufficient information enough to answer for that, I guess.
Thank you for answering that.
Okay, let's move on. Okay. I'll say what type I fall into. I fall into the type one, the reformer, the rational and idealistic type, it seems. The type one people are principled, purposeful, self-control, and perfectionistic. Do you agree? I mean, you answer on my behalf, you people.
Yeah, or we can read it for you and you can answer it. So send it.
That works.
Cool.
Shravan, read.
But I'm sure she read it already. Okay, so the type one is the reformer because they have a sense of mission that leads them to want to improve the world in various ways, using whatever degree of influence they have. Do you?
I don't know.
Maybe you do.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll do later.
Maybe I want to do.
Okay. They strive to overcome adversity, particularly moral adversity, so that the human spirit can shine through and make a difference. They strive after high values, even at the cost of great personal sacrifice. I think you can answer this at the age of 22 or 5.
Yeah, true.
History full of ones who have left comfortable lives to do something extraordinary because they felt that something higher was calling them. Damn.
Nothing higher sounds... calling me.
During the Second World War, a soldier named Raoul Wallenberg left a comfortable middle class life to work for the protection of thousands of European Jews from invading Nazis. In India, Gandhi left behind his wife and family and life as a successful lawyer to become an itinerant advocate of Indian independence and non-violent social changes. Oh my god, damn. So we are talking to someone. Oh, maybe you could go for World War III. Who knows? In a sack. Sacrifice something big according to your answers. Okay, there's a lot to read. Do you want me to read everything?
No.
Okay. You have a strong sense of purpose. They also typically feel that they have to justify their actions to themselves and often to others as well. This orientation causes them to spend a lot of time thinking about the consequences of their actions, as well as about how to keep from acting contrary to their convictions. Because of this, they often persuade themselves that they are head types. Rationalists proceed only of law and truth.
Let's just move into the examples of type 1 people. There are good people.
Yeah, we read about some schools already.
No, Nelson Mandela, Margaret Thatcher, Prince Charles, Kate Middleton, Michelle Obama, Hillary Gandhi. Clinton, even Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden. Plato, Salahuddin, Ayubi, Joan of Arc, Sir Thomas More.
Did
okay,
you
all are great people. So according to the answer which Key gave, Key belongs to type 1. End of story. And type 1 people are really, really great. And they sacrifice a lot.
A lot. Yeah. I feel this test was 100% accurate in my case.
I guess it was 70% accurate maybe. Or maybe there's something more later in the life that could justify the type I fall into.
Yeah, okay. My type was Same, I guess it was exact, not exact. It could, like, I could relate.
I kind of felt Monal fell into the exact type.
Yeah, mine was like 100%, 200% accurate.
Yeah, it was accurate, indeed.
Amazing. So key wings with someone of the type 9, I guess. 9.
Yeah.
Mon and I can high five because 5 and 6 wing with each other. That's what the tests say. So if I met Albert Einstein, we would be great friends.
Yeah, both compose music together.
Who were the others of that type? Oh, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, all big people. Cool. That's it. And that is about the personality test.
Yeah, that was fun.
It is fun. You can take it with your friends, families, compare and see who you really wing with. It's not accurate. Maybe it could be
not winging with someone. It's actually knowing what your personality type is.
Yeah, like if
you've been obsessing over winging with someone since the start.
See, it, sometimes you have to know about yourself. It could be boring, but you do with your friends and you find, hey, I wing with yourself.
No, you first need to know about different perspective before you want different. To wing it with somebody else.
Like, I don't
That's
want to
the reason he gets. Ghosted all the time.
Shut up.
He always wants to wing with someone.
No, it's I don't want to know about myself and I already know about myself.
Why did you take the personality test?
I think I already answered it. Come on, to find out who are my type and who can I wing with. So it's fun.
So the basic idea of you taking the personality test was who you wing it with.
So that's it, guys. Thank you for joining us. The test was wonderful and we learned a lot. And we
Maybe
hope
you
that...
should take a compatibility test, okay, not the personality test, to wing with someone, okay?
This is why there's this thing called suspicious under your category. This is why it makes us feel that you're suspicious sometimes.
Yeah. Let's... If it was suspicious, I wouldn't have told you what exactly I'm going to do or why exactly I'm going to do.
Okay, in that case, we'll consider you are engaging.
So that's it for today, guys. Thank you for joining. We had a lot of fun recording. We had fun answering them. We had weird questions that also made us uncomfortable, but we had to answer to find out what our personality is and which type we fall into. And we hope you
will also link the test link in the Instagram handle so you can take it with your family and friends
or just alone and find out what personality you fall into. And if you want to share to us, you can also do. We'll have, yeah, and if you can let us know if it was accurate or not.
Yeah, share your views in our Instagram handle.
According to us, it's almost 80 to 100% right. Or 70 to 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're not joking. This is not like some sponsorship, so we lie about it here. Okay, let us know if you found it accurate. Catch you on the flip side. Have a good one. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.